is your full weapon. I got the first church, nothing but the truth.
What you say?
Deacon Kyle, Deacon George, Deacon Clay. Open up the door and turn them loose.
Come on!
First, I want to thank God for the blood running warm in my veins.
Yeah!
I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I got a sound mind, a body frame.
Come on!
I ain't gonna preach too long. I ain't gonna take the service too far. My sermon is long. Hell to the long, long, long. Come on, come on. Hell no. To the long, long, long. Hell to the long. Hell to the long. To the long, long, long. Listen. Sister Edison, Sister Ruth, make sure that everybody get a seat.
Come on, y'all.
Sister Lily, make her go back in the kitchen, cause the winter gets too needy.
Come on, sis.
Fix the collard greens and cornbread rice. Chicken breast, cocktails on the side.
That's what I'm talking about.
Deacon Underwood, get my busy ready, cause winter gets too needy, right?
Come on.
Dr. West, count the money, coming back, and tell us what you raised.
We ain't gonna find another deal.
I got some people today looking for some blessings. First, God's got to get the praise.
Come on, y'all.
See, there's an old saying. When the praise go up, you get the blessing coming down. I got some people in the church. God Almighty, look at them, they're messing around. Come on, come on.
Woo!
Hell no. To the no, no, no. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. To the no, no, no. Listen. I got people in the church smoking weed, drinking whiskey, they drinking a lot of gin.
What you say?
I got the preacher with the night prayer beans, all about 10, I give it 8 10. Early Sunday morning, about a quarter and a half past 10.
Yeah!
I got some people, they coming off the street, God Almighty, look at them, they're strolling in.
They need help!
They laying at the altar. They confess the sin, their sin.
Come on, quick!
Time is still Monday morning. They doing the same thing again.
Hypocrite, hypocrite.
Hell no.
Come on.
To the no, no, no.
Talk
hell to the no. Hell to the no. To the no, no, no. Listen.
Talk, talk.
Got kids dropping out of school. Talking about they don't want to learn. Yet you're standing on the corner rolling blunts, talking about come on, let's turn.
I better get back in school.
I got kids walking up and down the street, pants hanging down around their knees.
What's them pants
talking about that they're looking for a job? When I see them kids look at their feet.
Awesome.
See all they ever talk about, brag about who got the biggest and the baddest gun. Trying to see the copper with the little top. They drop the gun, they wanna run.
Put your gun down.
Now the sheriff got them locked up. In the county jail.
Shame.
I heard the mama, she was crying all night. She can't get no money for the bill.
Come on.
Now the man with the home run, cause they didn't put the money in the commissary.
Where you go now?
He said, you're in the jail, brother man. You were sure get it from the cemetery.
Come on, women.
See, there's an old saying that a hard head makes a soft eyes.
Yeah.
Well, since you did your crime, don't do the time. Stop the baby crying. Come on, come on. Hell no. To the no, no, no. Hell no. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. To the no, no, no. Listen. When people talk about you, all you gotta do is let them talk much and defeat.
That's what they gonna do, y'all.
Cause all you gotta do is get down on your knees.
Tell the Lord about it.
You tell God about it, I guarantee he will never leave you alone.
Yeah.
All you got to do is tell the devil, hell no, won't you leave me alone?
Devil, leave.
Hell no.
Come on, wait.
To the no, no, no.
Come on, come on.
Hell to the no. To the no, no, no.
Come on.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Pastor Thomas. I'll be coming to you this morning. Who's watching you? The scripture I'm going to talk about this morning is coming from St. John 21 and 5. And when Jesus said unto them, children, have ye any meat? And they answered him, no. And he says unto them, cast down net on the right side of the ship. And they, on the right side of the ship. And therefore, they were not able to draw in the fish for the multitude of fish. Just for a brief time, as I talk a little bit about who's watching you. Who's watching you? My brothers and my sisters, oftentimes we'll go to a place and we'll go to the store or you'll go to something and you always find out somebody's looking at you. When you become a Christian, people expect you to live a certain kind of way. They think that you are everything, but we are still human. So Jesus was sitting there, that the disciples thought he was dead, and they had buried him. They put him in Joseph's new tomb, and they went back doing the same thing they normally do. They went fishing. They went doing they normally do. And the Bible says that when they went fishing and they went back to doing what they should do, they had a chance to really get to know who God was because they spent time with the Lord. They spent time walking and talking and learning all about God. They had a chance to know. And the Bible says that they went out on the water and they began to fish all night long. And the Bible says that they didn't catch anything. But notice in the text, Jesus was watching them all night long. Well, my brothers and my sisters, you got to understand that who's watching you? Because sometimes people think the wrong things of Christians. You may go into the store and get something to eat, and you may need some change, and you walk into a bar, and they'll point their fingers at you and say, oh, look at her, she's coming out the bar. Or, look at him, he's coming out there. But they don't know why you went into the bar, or they don't know anything, but they're so fast to judge you for what they thought you had done. But my brothers and my sisters, once you're with Christ and you know what you're doing, you ain't going to do anything to do wrong to the Lord. You're going to walk right, you're going to talk right, and you're going to try to live the best of your ability. But folks got a way of trying to tear down each other, especially Christians. Christians want to blame you for one thing or another. But they don't know the same God that's watching you is watching them. Because I like that, because when Jesus, therefore, was watching the disciples, he said, all I taught them was to tell folks the wages of sin is death. But they went back doing what they normally would do. They thought it was all over. They thought Jesus was gone in it. Nevertheless, but notice what Jesus did. Jesus asked them, he said, children, have you got any meat to eat? Peter heard him, and Peter began to look around and say, I hear the Lord calling me, and I know that's the voice, and he spoke to Simon, and he said, look here, I hear the Lord. But don't you know anytime God speaks to you, you stop in your tracks, and you've got to answer to the Lord, because God deals with us one way or another. I like that. Because when God deals with you, you ain't got to worry about who's watching you. Because folks have a way of peeping and watching you. They don't understand that they got to clean up around their own back door before they can talk about you or point the finger at you or where I see him with so-so and so-so or married to or well. That's none of your business who you seen it with, because you don't know what I'm talking about or what I'm going through, because we are the disciples of the Lord. You don't know who we're trying to draw to God. You got to learn that you can't point your finger at each other. Are you getting mad at a Christian? Are you getting mad at your brothers or your sisters? And you're so quick to point your fingers. But God is watching you. He's watching everything you do. Even when you sleep, the angels camp around your bedside and watches you all night long. Who's watching you? You got to understand that when you're a Christian, you don't have to worry about who's watching you because you know that I'm walking right for God. Your life ought to speak for yourself. You got to understand that when I'm walking with God, can't nobody or no demon in hell stop me. I'm going to serve the Lord until the day I die. I'm going to walk with God, but notice what the text says. The Bible says that when Peter jumped off the ship, and he went and he ran towards Jesus. He didn't care about what anybody said or what the other disciples thought. He didn't care. He ran across the water. But the moment he took his eyes off of the Lord, the Bible says he began to sink. He began to fall down in the water. He began to lose everything, because once you take your eyes off of God, things begin to go wrong in your life. But I found out that I got to stay focused. See, when you stay focused with God, you ain't got to worry about nobody telling you what to do or nobody saying anything to you or nobody doing anything to you, because God covers you under the blood. But notice here, when Peter took his eyes off God, he reached down in the sink. And you know what he says? He said, "Lord, save me." And the Lord reached down and pulled him up out of the water. So you got to understand that you got to stay focused, because you don't want to drown. So when folks try to point their finger at you and say, "I'm watching you. I'm trying to notice what you're doing," you need to watch yourself and stop worrying about who's watching me. Because really, whatever you're trying to watch or whatever you're trying to see, it doesn't even matter, because God takes care of me. You got your enemies. They watch you. They trying to see where you're going. And, you know, nosy folks are something. They always peeping around the corner trying to see you or do whatever. But let me tell you something. Let them watch. Because all you're going to see is me giving God praise. All you're going to see is me giving God glory. Because my time is with the Lord. I had enough time when I wasn't saved with the enemy. Now that I'm saved and sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, I got time to spend with the Lord. I got to pray a while. I got to talk a while. You got to let the enemy know that ain't nobody stopping me from serving God. The Bible says that when Peter looked around and Jesus stood off, and he said, "Cast down net on the right side of the ship, because y'all was tiring all night long on the wrong side of the ship." When the Bible says that when they cast the net on the right side of the ship, they was not able enough to draw in the fish. But look here, Peter said, "Whatever we catch, we got to carry the first to the Lord," because it was God who was watching us all night long. It was God who took care of us. And the Bible says Jesus had prepared a fire for them so they can cook their fish. And when they cooked their fish, they shared it with the Lord. See, sometimes we forget about giving to God. You have to always share your first with God. Everybody thinks that, God blessed me today and you ain't got to get. No, you got to share your first fruit with God, because God loves you so much. He don't want your money. He wants you. But see, you need the money to carry on the ministry for God. See, that's what people got it twisted. They think the preachers and the people are taking the money. No, you need the money to carry ministry, to do ministry, because in this world, everything is so expensive. The Bible says, "Render unto Caesar with Caesar, but render unto God with God." And we're trying to tell you through the word of God, let's walk right. Let's live right. Let's be right. Because God loves us all. And when he loves you, you got to understand that it's things in your life that don't always go the way you want. But you got to know that God loves you and God watches you. God takes care of you. If you don't believe me, watch this. Notice in your life, people around you who got money are doing rough. But folks that love the Lord, he takes care of them. God takes care of his own. You may not have $1 million, but you still got love in your heart. You still know that God loves you and he takes care of you. He makes sure that you don't want for anything. You may not have what you want, but you got what you need. And that's the key point. When you got a roof over your head, give God praise. When you got something to drive, give God praise. When you got all the activities of your limbs, give God praise. When you can go downstairs and open your refrigerator and get something, give God praise. You got a job, give God praise, because it's God that takes care of you. He's the one that watches you. Because notice here, when God watches the disciples, they was on their own. But he kept his hands on them. Even though they wasn't giving God praise, he kept his hands on them. He watched them. He watched them out there fishing all night long. Couldn't do nothing. But when God spoke to them, he said, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship." Don't you know that the people had so much fish, they didn't know what to do with it? Sometimes you got to wait on the Lord, I tell you, because when you wait on God, God will work it out for you. He will take care of you. The Bible says that when Peter found out the Lord was outside talking to him in his spirit and in his mind, and he seen the Lord, Peter was full of joy because he said, "I know who takes care of me. I know who holds my hand. I know who loves me." That's how you got to be. You got to learn that I got somebody who loves me. My mama can't love me like the Lord. My daddy can't love me like the Lord. My sister and brother can't love me like the Lord. Because they'll die and go on. And you'll be still here giving God praise because God loves you. And you know what, brothers and sisters? One thing I like about reading the Bible, there's an understanding and there's wisdom and knowledge in the Word. You know, the Word saves you, the Word heals you, the Word takes care of you, the word strengthens you because of who you serve. When you serve God, he takes good care of you. When you was out in the street and you were serving the enemy and you were serving the devil, everything went wrong in your life. You was going to prison, you was losing everything, you got everything all twisted up and messed up. But when you got on God's back, your whole life changed, and everything that you lost, God gave it back to you. And you be able to keep what he gave you. That's a good feeling. Because God is a sovereign God, a loving God, a healing God, a protection God. Anything you want to call him, the lily of the valley, a brighter morning star, but he's still your God. And I come by this morning to tell you, you got to stay on the right side of God. You don't have to worry about who's watching you or who's doing anything to you, because the same folks that's watching you, you're watching them. Because the Bible says, put your enemy under your foot. He'll make your enemy your footstool because of what they try to do to you. See, folks get mad because you got joy. Folks get mad because you're happy all the time. Folks get mad because you smile all the time. Folks get mad because you give it God praise. Folks get mad because you can say hallelujah. Folks get mad when you don't let things get on your nerves. Folks get mad at you because you're saying, "I know who's my redeemer. I know who's my savior." Folks get mad at you, but don't care. I don't care who gets mad at me because I love the Lord. I know where I came from. I know where he brought me from. I know what he can do for me because I serve a great God. I don't know about y'all out there on the radio station, but I come to tell you, I'm full of joy. I'm full of happiness. I'm full of praise because I know my God watches over me. And when he watches me, I give him praise. First thing, when your feet hit the floor, you have to give God praise. When you wake up in the morning, you say, Lord, I thank you for another day I've never seen before. Because God takes care of you. God loves you, and the same God that wraps his loving arms around you, I got to give him praise. The same God that takes care of me, I got to give God love. I got to give God the glory, because he's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy, because every now and then I got to get up and I got to shout sometimes because he took care of my family. I got to shout sometimes because he put food on my table. I got to shout sometimes because gas in my car. I got to shout sometimes because he keeps money in my pocket. I got to give God praise because of where he brought me from. I don't know about you, but every now and then I feel good. I feel because of God being good to me. And even though my friends and your mothers and fathers went on, but God's still taking care of you. I don't care what nobody else says. I know that God will make a way out of no way. He watches over you. Who's watching you? I don't need no enemy to watch me, but I know that God's watching me. Because when the enemy comes up to do me wrong, God knocks him down. Because I love the Lord. I gave my life to Christ over 20 years ago, and I'm still giving God praise. You got to understand that you got to live solid and stand on the solid rock. You got to give God glory from where he brought you from. Thank God for everything he's done. I don't know about you, but every now and then I get a little happy. Every now and then I get a little glad. See, because I get the word on the inside, because I know where he brought me from. Sometimes tears fall down your face for joy. Sometimes tears will fall down your face for gladness, because you know that God is a sovereign God and he's a healing God. You have to understand that you love God. Peter knew that he loved God so much because of God took care of him. God never took his hands off of Peter, because Peter knew that God, sovereign God and a merciful God. Even Peter didn't do everything he should have done. Peter didn't cross every I, dotted every I. But he knew that God loved him. The Bible says, and when Peter went into the synagogue and he began to preach, 5,000 souls got saved. That's what I'm talking about. Bringing people to God, letting them know that God is here for you. He watches you. He takes care of you. Because you remember when you almost fell down the steps and you caught yourself. God was right there, that you didn't hurt yourself. You walked down the street and could have tripped over a brick or a rock. God let you see the rock and the brick, and you didn't trip over and hurt yourself. Car coming the wrong side of the street coming at you, and God knocked the car to the other side where it wouldn't catch you. That's enough to give God praise for. You had your children in the back seat, somebody out there shooting, but God covered you under the blood. Ain't no bullet, ain't nobody shooting and killing you because you're covered under the blood, because you went up early in the morning, you got on your knees, and you prayed to God. You're telling God, thank you. You're telling God, thank you for my family. Thank you for my children. Thank you, God. See, everybody else going to funeral homes and stuff, but you staying there with your own family, holding your children in your arms, loving them, because God is right there for you. I tell you, sometimes the enemy will sneak in and try to steal one, but don't you know that prayer changes things? I come to tell you that God will make a way out of no way. Hold on until God make a change. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't hold on, because you can. And God will make a way for you. My brothers and my sisters, I just come by to share that with you. Who's watching you? Because we go through a lot. And people always want to tear a Christian down. People want to do wrong to a Christian and do things to a Christian that they ought not do. But let me know, you say, you can't do anything to God's people, because God got his hands on his people. God loves his children. God loves you. Bible says it rains on a just, it's one of the unjust. Only thing I'm trying to explain to you is walk right, love God, put God first in your life, go to church. Don't let the COVID-19 or whatever they call that mess out here, don't let that stop you from going giving God praise. You can get in your house and get in the corner and make your own altar and start giving God praise, because you need the strength of the Lord. You need his mercy and his guidance and his teaching to help you. Call your brothers or your sisters up in the Lord and say, how you doing this morning? Everybody needs to be encouraged. Everybody needs to hear a word from God. Everybody needs to say, Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me. And I want to tell you, God is a merciful and a grateful God. Let us pray. Our Father in our God, once again, we come to say thank you. We thank you now for our brothers and our sisters, Lord. I ask God that you look down on my brothers and my sisters, our families in the ministry. I ask that you look down on every church home, every bishop, every preacher, every member, because God, we need you right now. If we humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways, God, you said you'll be just and faithful to heal the land. Well, God, we need some healing this morning. And God, we thank you again for this radio broadcast. We thank you, God, for who you are. And God, we ask now that you bless each and every one of us, all the listeners, God, and that you bless them. Go into their homes and bless them. Go into their finances and knock the devil out of the way. Get them off their finances. Let the multitude of money. God, I see multitude of money coming to several folks. But God, we know that you're able to do what you said to. Bless your people, God, because they need you. And God, we thank you. I don't have to tell you what to do because you already know what to do, Lord. But I just want to come by to encourage them and let them know that you are the God of their salvation. And let them know, God, that whatever they're going through, that you take care of them and you're a healer. Show up and show out. Because, God, we love you now so much. And we give you the praise this morning. Thank you for putting the word into me, who's watching them. And, God, I'll give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, God bless you. And I hope that heaven smiles upon you. My name is Pastor Thomas. And I give God all the glory for his words on this morning. God bless you.